I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. The Soloist is actually a duet on the theme of redemption. It's scored for two very different, though equally remarkable, actors and performed with uncanny bravura. Jamie Foxx is Nathaniel Ayers, a schizophrenic street musician who was once a distinguished student at Juilliard. Robert Downey Jr. is the Los Angeles Times columnist Steve Lopez. He first befriended Ayers in 2005, then wrote about their friendship in a series of columns and a book that inspired the movie, which was directed by Joe Wright from a screenplay by Susanna Grant. The fictional version sometimes suffers from an excess of inspirationalism, but its core is marvelously alive and complex. My sense of the experience was summed up by a moment when Nathaniel is sitting in on an L.A. Philharmonic rehearsal at Disney Hall, and he says with intense pleasure, "It's the way it should be." Should be and seldom is. Films have romanticized mental illness, as in Shine, or surrealized it, as in A Beautiful Mind, but this one plays essentially fair with it. Music is Nathaniel's only refuge from the terrors and confusions of a merciless brain disease that ravaged his talent, destroyed his shining future as a classical cellist, and defies anything resembling a cure. The movie is just as successful in its portrait of a journalist working at his craft. Far from being a bleeding heart, Lopez starts his journey of discovery as a self-ironic reporter on the trail of a good story. Movies often borrow the emotional power of great music, but The Soloist has its own rich dynamics and contrasting tonalities. Fox's musician provides the passion. Nathaniel cuts a bizarre figure as he plays a two-string violin in a downtown park near a statue of his beloved Beethoven. Still, his garish clothes barely hint at the florid disorder of his mind, which makes itself known through enthralling soliloquies that sound like the spiritual equivalent of a racing engine and a slipping clutch. By contrast, Downey's columnist provides a bracing coolness, at least at first. Both stars combine to create a harmony of friendship that can't fix the unfixable or redeem the irredeemable, but gradually grows into mutual help and a kind of love. At certain points, less might have been more. The overuse of orchestral power, the over-lyrical flight of symbolic birds and camera cranes, the decision to make Nathaniel a musical genius right up there with Rostropovich. Instead of the hell on earth that was Skid Row when the story begins, the movie evokes Dante's Inferno. The script fictionalizes Steve Lopez into a divorcee, and that's fine, but it insists awfully strenuously on similarities between his fear of becoming responsible for Nathaniel and his failings in married life. Although Catherine Keener, who's wonderfully appealing as his editor and ex-wife, is especially so in the scene that draws the closest parallels. Yet these are smallish blemishes on a beautiful whole, and a beautifully photographed whole. Seamus McGarvey, who shot Joe Wright's previous film, Atonement, has done superb work in sequence after sequence, including some downward-looking helicopter shots that juxtapose the eerie sprawl of L.A. with the spacious grandeur of a Beethoven symphony. The movie has a spaciousness of its own, a brave willingness to explore such mysteries of the mind and heart as the torture that madness can inflict and the rapture that music can confer. Bravo to all concerned. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.